expectations are ruining your life. You would think that having expectations would actually be a good thing, but I think it just leads to disappointment and missed opportunities. As an NLP practitioner, I believe that the most flexible person wins. This is actually one of the presuppositions of NLP. And since adopting this view, my life has become so much easier and simpler, especially in relationships and collaborations and working with business partners and even working with my clients. Too often, people hold on to ideals so tightly that they can't see any other possibility. Basically, it becomes like tunnel vision. And this is the same in all areas of your life, work, relationships, your business. We can paint such a detailed picture of what our life, business, relationship is supposed to look like that we actually can't enjoy it if it doesn't match. Tony Robbins says, pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. And this suffering comes when our reality does not match our model of the world or how we wanted our life to look. But instead of letting go and holding more loosely to our ideals, we fight it, therefore suffer. But what if you were to see other possibilities for what your life could be and even allow yourself to fall in love with what your life is? I think that once we stop fighting what we thought our life is supposed to be and start to actually enjoy what is, it changes the entire feeling, and this puts us into a creative space. Hopefully, at least some of you are aware of the RAS, or reticular activating system, in your brain. This is the part of your brain that finds what you think about. Basically, at any second of your day, there are millions of things going on, and your conscious mind can only be aware of plus or minus seven things. And what determines what seven-ish things you are aware of is what you're thinking about. So now imagine that you spend your time thinking about your life and how it doesn't match the way you wanted it to be. What do you think you're going to see more of? All the ways that you're not happy. And this is not a space to create or see opportunities. This is not how you feel good about your life. In fact, this is how you get stuck. So what if instead you had choice? Choice is better than no choice. Being more flexible in your ideals and expectations actually allows you more freedom by way of choices and options and alternatives. Now, doesn't that sound better than being inflexible? This always makes me think of trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and thinking that if you just hit it harder or faster, that it'll finally just fit. How about finding a new square hole instead? Thanks for listening to my thoughts. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, give me a rating and review on Apple, or send me a message to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com.